Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Be assured, in the name of Jesus, that your life is going somewhere to happen. It is definite, it is settled. You say, why are you starting with that? Because that's the mind of God. Hello. My Bible tells me, I'm confident of this one thing, that he who has started this good work in you will stop midway. So be assured, he will perfect it. In the name of Jesus. My Bible tells me, I checked before I left home, it hasn't changed. Said, if he did not withhold his only begotten son, what makes you think that he will keep anything away from you? What do you lack? I checked before I left home. As a matter of fact, it started again in the morning service. He said, before the foundations of the world, I chose you. And I ordained that you will live a holy life. And he said, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, I have blessed you. And so that gives me confidence to say, relax. Can we have a little talk this evening? That's what it's all about. I know there are people who are struggling to get something going. And they've done the best they could. It just wouldn't come. There are people here who had something going. All of a sudden, and they're panicking. Where do I go? And there are people who are doing well, but you're scared that it's tapering to an end. Relax. Relax. I'm assured of this concerning everyone who is in Christ Jesus. Everyone. See, the challenge is this, the problem is this. The scripture is clear. Jesus Christ has finished his work. The scripture is clear. The challenge with us is we haven't taken time to dig into what we have. That's all. But it's okay. The steps of the righteous are ordered. As long as you are making a little effort, God will crown your effort with his glory. And that's why I'm confident that why will you be here today? If you are not prepared and not positioned for a touch. So it's got nothing to do with me. He will touch you. Glory be to God in the highest. He will touch you. I was sitting down there, he came in pigeon, he said, no be Jesus. Let's see. You know what he told me? He said, he has become your wisdom. He has become your sanctification. Jesus himself is your redemption. Jesus himself. No wonder when he gets a little to pause, it is in him I live. I have my being. It is in him. And if there's a message that men need to hear today, relax. That's why such scriptures are in the Bible. There remains, therefore, a rest. Please rest. And everything I want to share today, we just revolve around what I'm just saying. And I will let you go. But I'm certain of one thing in the name of Jesus. You will not return without a testimony. Yeah. I mean everyone. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. You know what? I was thinking of this yesterday. And then it occurred to me. If God could save Taiwo. If God could raise Taiwo. Abba, he will raise you. You are not a bad man. Everybody knows you to be a good man from the beginning. Are you sure? Who determines who is good and who is bad? Is it not God? He will raise you. In the name of Jesus. After all, that's what Christianity is all about. To be assured of your salvation. To be confident of the fact that you are saved. If any doctrine can shake you and knock you off, then you have a problem. Pastor, I have a lot of problems. I understand. That's what we are going to be dealing with. You see why that prayer of Paul is very important? That since the day I heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord, for the brethren, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That's all you need. So that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. And what's that supposed to do? So that you may know why he has called you. The purpose. That you may know your worth in the kingdom. The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And you may understand the exceeding greatness, the super above any power that you can think of, that he has towards you. I feel the fire. When I begin to think about the word or talk about the word, I feel heat all over my. For too long, for a long time, and really, well, in some time, sometimes I don't talk about it, but I realize now, anywhere there is human need, write it down, check the Bible, and the Spirit of God is present, speak the word concerning it, there'll be a miracle. Speak his word concerning the need, any need. When the Spirit is there, there'll be a miracle. That's why one is confident of the fact that there are miracles happening already in this house. For some of us, the kind of thing that has never happened in your generations. You say, why are you saying this? Listen. You know why I'm saying it? The Bible didn't say, if any man be in Christ, he will be a new species of his generation. No. If any man be in Christ, is a brand new creation. There is nothing from your generation or your genealogy that will hold you. It can't even attach you anymore. But what if you don't know? You'll be living a fake and false life, thinking you still carry the weight, and you'll be refusing to enter into your blessings. When he has done it, he said it is finished. I assure myself every day, thank God for great teachers and thank God for great preachers. And hallelujah. I get blessed. But please don't preach me away from the finished work of Christ. He has finished it. He has finished it. Christianity will never exist except after the resurrection. We are Christians. We are not Buddhists. We are not Muslims. We are not Judaizers. We are Christians. We live in what has been finished. That's why I'm speaking the way I'm speaking. Relax. You see, as men, a lot of competition. We like to compete now. It's our nature. It's our natural side. Relax. Nobody can compete and win where God has called you. In your place of assignment. In fact, to begin to compete with people is to be distracted. My first scripture today is from Matthew chapter 11. Jesus was speaking. I don't know how they will tally, but they will come together. As they're already doing by the grace of God. Let me minister to someone. Okay, no, let me leave it. Because I guess there'll be a lot of people. I was thinking about five people, but there'll be many more people. Matthew 11:28. Jesus was speaking. And it reads, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what?" Come ahead, let me read it again. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." 29. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart." And you will find what?
Rest
for your souls. Now, the context is clear. He was differentiating what he came to do from what obtained. Judaism, legalism, a lot of burden. So, Pastor, you're talking religion here, but please, their secular life and their religious life was the same. At that time, the laws of the land were the laws of their religion. And that was why they labor endlessly. And the laws were just so many that they could not keep. So Jesus said, "My own is different. Take my yoke. Substitute what you're having with mine. And please learn from me. I'm modeling life to you. I am gentle. I'm lowly in heart. The natural man is prideful." Oh yeah. We call it hype. "I'm lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your soul." And so you'll discover that as men, by virtue of our creation and assignment, I'm talking of general assignment, labor is important. The first thing they gave us to do, giving us dominion, he said, keep and tend. So he's in the domain of the man, I mean masculine gender, to protect, to defend, and to work, produce, multiply stuff. It's just the way it is. And that explains why God will say, everything is prepared for you. They are under your control. Freely, do what you want with it. Until man fell, and we couldn't really appreciate what we had until the fall. And what happened after the fall? When he looked at the man, he said, "You know what? You will till the ground. It will bring for you briars and thorns." Oh my goodness. That was when this reality began to dawn on man. "So now you will labor." He said, "Out of the sweat, you will eat." And of course, he talked to the woman and he talked to the serpent. But you see, in Christ Jesus, God has dealt with that. I'm not saying we are not going to work, but we are not going to labor like it was pronounced in the garden after the fall anymore. He says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." Jesus has come to break every yoke. And Jesus has come to introduce the new life, the life of true dominion, genuine leadership. And that's why I started by saying, relax. Because this rest is definite, is real. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. And that's why I like that scripture that Mr. Agwege, if I remember well, I think it's where he says that one may be planted, another one watering. Exactly. So what brings the increase after all? Is it according to how much you can labor or how much you can water? And the amazing thing, look at the examples that Paul used. He said Paul and Apollo, great men of God, highly anointed, teachers of the word. So no matter how much they do, what will bring the life? It's still God. So why don't you relax in him? Pastor Tayo, I'm looking for money to pay rent. I understand. Then can you trust this God that we've gathered today? Can you really trust him? Let me ask you a question. Have you seen a situation where there was nothing in their present? Nothing to look up to, nothing to hold on to. I mean nothing. And that was some 6 months ago, and you had to go. And sometimes you remember them, and you wonder how they're faring. Have you seen them thereafter? Or 2 years ago, have you seen them thereafter? Did they die? You'd be surprised that miracles happened. So the question is, wouldn't it have been better if they had learned how to trust God much earlier? You know what Jesus said about that? He said, how many of you by worrying can add a cubit to your life? He said, when you begin to do that, you behave like the unbelievers, like Gentiles, who have no God in this world. But you have God in this world. You're a covenant child of God. See, you belong to the commonwealth of Israel. Grace multiplies for you. It is. By the next time I see you, you have a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Turn to another person and say, come on, relax. So I found a story in the Old Testament that will help me just quickly say what I want to say, and then we go. 1 Samuel 22. Maybe I should back up to 21 from verse 10. 21 from verse 10. Thank you. Then David arose and fled that day from before Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, is this not David, the king of the land? You know what? He didn't know that they knew that he was king. So he fled. But the moment he landed, a goldfish, come on, talk to me, has what? Do you know that's what Jesus made you? He said, what do you mean, Pastor Tayo? He says, you are the light of the world. I didn't say it. You? Yes. Are you born again? Yes. I didn't use perfume today, Pastor. I've not been able to buy perfume in the past 1 year, so I'm even struggling. You are the light of the world. My toothpaste finished. I've just been using water, so sometimes I'm afraid to even talk to people. You are still the light of the world. When you know who you are, you will live up to who you are. Jesus said it. He said, you are the light of the world. So, he didn't just stop there. He said, you are a city on a hill. You see, it's like we are seated here. It's like you mount another level, and then you now put light and put it right there. Do you need to struggle to see? Put a neon bulb there, right? Do you have to struggle to see this light? You can pretend all you want. You can't deny it. That's exactly what he has made you. You are a city on a hill. Which cannot what? Then he stopped there. No, he says, so let your light. How did I get there? David. He was running and he got there. They said, is this not David, the king of the land? Oh my goodness. See what he did. Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousand and David his 10,000s. Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. Why? He killed Goliath, his military champion. So he changed his behavior. Creativity. right before them, he just became. Pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall on his beard. Then Achish said to his servant, "Look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me? Have I need of a madman or of madmen that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" David therefore departed from thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. He would have died. I'm coming. I'll come back to him. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And verse 2, everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them. And there were about 400 men with him. Now, the unique thing about David was he was one Old Testament saint that knew he had a covenant with God and played up in this covenant. I mean, he lived in this covenant. I don't want to say he took advantage. He made the best of the fact that he had a covenant. If you would try to do half of what David did, by knowing who you are in the covenant that you prayed, I promise you, in the name of Jesus, it's a matter of days. The difference will begin to be clear. I promise you, it's a matter of covenant. So, all of them ran to him. Now, can you see who these people were? Distressed, indebted, discontented. When they heard that he was in the cave, they went to him. I'll leave that. If you just jump with me quickly to, I think it's 2 Samuel 23. I just quickly see something there, then I'll fill up the gap. 2 Samuel 23. If you're there, say amen. I'll read from verse 8. Now, these are the names of the mighty men whom David had, and then they started. Let me just read a bit of them. Josheb-Ashebeth, the Tachomite, chief among the captains, he was called Adino, the Isnite, because he had killed 800 men at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines, who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary. He was tired. And his hand stuck to the sword. So he couldn't hold the sword anymore, but the sword refused to go. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him, only to plunder. And I can go on. 400 of them. Now, this is the catch. Labor wasn't working. They were distressed. The truth is this. Man, human being, particularly the masculine gender, like a matter of fact, human being is general. You are created to fight. Eh, Pastor? Yes. What do you mean fight? First of all, let me quickly remind you. When Lucifer rebelled in heaven, was there a fight? What happened? He lost. Did God fight him? No, the angels fought him. Himself and one third of the angels in heaven. And what happened? They were kicked out of heaven. Where were they kicked to? Come on, talk to me. And how did the Bible record itself? Woe to you, inhabitants of the earth. Say, because the devil, with all his wrath, has been cast down. Then God now created man. He said, you have dominion on earth. God created a fight. Because God will not contend with the devil. Man will show you, devil. You want to know where? Go and read Ephesians chapter 3, I think verse 10. Say, to the intent that the manifold, many-sided wisdom of God will be made known to the principalities and powers through you, the church. We will show them where. Not. True. The fallen man cannot, but the born again man can. In fact, that's your heritage. Oh, let's leave that. Ladies and gentlemen, the just shall live by faith. Come on. Is that true? Yes. Is that the scripture? What if he doesn't live by faith? He will fail. Because if you don't have faith, you have fear. And if you're living by fear, you live like a vagabond or not, God forbid. But the Bible tells me, Paul writing to Timothy, he said, fight the good fight of faith. So again, what are we saying? The just shall live fighting. Or that the fight is the fight of faith. I said that to say this, ladies and gentlemen, that every hero you find in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 conquered something. He confronted and overcame something. Everyone, whether a man or a woman. And if that be the case, then why am I alarmed at challenges and problems? They are there to be conquered. Because the truth is this, the best of God that he has made for you will be contested by the devil here on earth. And God knew that you will show him his position. He knew that you will show him his place, because you will walk in your high places. Because what? On Mount Zion, deliverance, and there shall be what? Holiness. And the children of God will what? Possess their possession. There's no question about it. When Jesus was baptized, didn't God declare to the whole world, to the hearing of the whole world, at least to those who were there, they heard it clearly, this is my beloved son. And he wasn't talking to them, he was talking to Jesus so that he could hear. Say, you are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. You are. And everybody heard. And he came out of the river and he was led by the Spirit. I tell people, I say, how come he didn't read he was led by the Spirit until he came out of Judah? Because God demonstrated the fact that he filled him with the Holy Ghost right there. The Holy Ghost came upon him like a door. Right. So every man that will make it on earth must be led. Now I can appreciate why he will say to the disciples, he said, tarry ye until you be endued with power from on high. Don't try. Let the Holy Ghost come. Because that's the way it's been ordained by God. And you can't know this much and put it to practice, and the devil will do you what he has been doing before. It's not possible, sir. It's not possible. So tell anybody, you can say, relax. You have made it. In the name of Jesus. You say, why did you say that? Because you are in Christ Jesus. I said, try and do one third of what David did with the knowledge he had. Try and deal with what you have and see. I said all this to say that challenges will come. When Jesus came out and he was led, where was he led to? He was led by the Spirit. Where? Into the wilderness. What happened in the wilderness? Oh, they go for pleasure? No. Who was in the wilderness? The devil. You know why? Because he's always in deserts. That's why I said the what? The rebel dwells what? In a dry land. I'm almost true. Don't be in a hurry. I promise you in the name of Jesus, this will affect your life. Amen. Let me say it again. Your background has nothing to do with it. You have a glorious future. In the name of Jesus. And so who did meet there? The devil. And what was the contest? If you are the son of God. He just told me I am a son. So there is nothing God has prepared for you here and now that will not be contested. It was the man of God that says that, look, the beauty of authority is only seen in the power unleashed at confrontation. Because the devil will try your authority, then you will wield your power. Yes. And once you give it to him, twice you give it the third time, he excuses you. That's why he did it three times to Jesus. Praise the Lord. So every man faces challenges. Every man. So these people had problems. They were indebted. They were discontented. They were distressed. And decided to go after David. So my question is this. And in a few years, time rather, going to David, they became mighty men. The men who were disgruntled. Men who had lost hope. Men who were, they said they were discontented. They were angry against the status quo. The same men now were ready to die for a king and a kingdom. Whoa, the same men were here. I challenge everything that is dying in you tonight. And I call life into it in the name of Jesus. Everything. Everything. So what happened? Transformation. Can we have a clue? Can we have a little bit insight into what happened? Because if I do, I think I can make do. Yeah. First, David. David became king. How? He was fresh from the wilderness. God was looking for a king. He said, I found myself a king. Where? In the wilderness. Not in the palace. He was in the place of challenges. He was in the place of trouble. He had been abandoned. He had been cast out there with the animals. But see, he was overcoming. And God will find a king. He find a man that knows himself to be a king. Even in the desert. Even in the desert. Even in the desert. Even in the desert. He bypassed everyone in town. He went there. Because God, when he made man, he made a king. Oh, what? How do you compare? Have dominion. It's only kings that have dominion over domains. And the man that suspected he was a king said, please, I need that man. And they came to the father's house. They saw all the men appeared. Said, no. He said, is this all? He said, there's one small one left. He said, please, bring him. I'm not going to sit. When the boy came wondering what happened, he was not even invited. Samuel's hand could not hold the fire anymore. Everybody went down their faces. Kabesi, there's a congratulation waiting for you. I say in the name of Jesus, there's a congratulation waiting for you. Hey! In the name of Jesus! Why? Now you know who you are. You are not defined by your present circumstance. You are the redeemed of the Lord. From that moment, his life was different. But he didn't carry it on his shoulder. He still went back to take care of the animals until everybody went to war. And he was still too young to go to war. Can you imagine? So they didn't invite him. Goliath came to threaten everybody, including the king. He was on an errand. He was carrying food for his brother. There are some bigger things, or ordinary, small. Big boys don't do that. They told him, come on, carry food. He said, yes, sir. He was still carrying food when Goliath said, hey! The king in him arose. We are created to fight. I call for the king in you tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't tell me the economic situation. Don't tell me the problem. Hey, that's where kings arise. Let me finish. Too many men are distressed today. Too many men are crying, not weeping. Too many men are running away from home. Too many men are becoming suicidal. I forbid it in your case in the name of Jesus. Too many men are saying, is this all? Is this all? After all these years, hey! There's something much more golden in your future. Come on, are you hearing me? Because the path of the righteous has a shining light, and it shines what? Bright! Hey, I say it shines what? Bright! It shines how? Brighter! And it doesn't just shine brighter unto the perfect day. You will finish where? I say in the name of Jesus, you will finish where? You will not become a byword. If you have seen glory before, you haven't seen glory. The glory of God is about to begin with your life. In the name of Jesus. Ah! Yes. Sit down. He turned. He said, what am I hearing? Where is the king? Where's everybody running? You know what? Because he's used to being alone. He's used to being abandoned. He's used to being disappointed. He was used to it. When he was abandoned in the wilderness, he had to confront the lion alone. He had to confront the bear alone. He had to keep the kids alone. To the extent that when lions hear day before it's a vid, they run. Maybe I should start to bring out the points quickly. The greatest mistake you're going to make when you are going through is to begin to pity yourself. Don't you ever. I said, in the name of Jesus, don't dare. Don't you ever. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody, my children, my wife, my siblings, even my church people, I don't know, even my if they don't care, then you care. The moment you begin to complain about everybody, you begin to wonder in self-pity, you are beginning to chart a course. You know the next bus stop? Isolation. And that's why I said David understood how to use abandonment. He would not let it control him. He mastered it and used it to his advantage. But if you are in self-pity, you are being controlled. It's everybody that's your problem. And so you withdraw. The moment withdrawal begins, you're on your way out. God forbid it in Jesus. The truth is, no man owes you anything. You're a child of God. Come on, face God. You're a king. Face God. Ladies and gentlemen, I respect people. I honor people, but I don't let people control my life. They don't. I don't allow it. It will be too costly for me, because they will define me by their standard. So I don't allow the economy to define my life. What would the lack? But it's common to all. Let's go back to daddy. You are struggling. He's struggling too. If he can be quiet and be working on it, why am I making so much noise? So number one, don't allow self-pity. Number two, don't allow isolation. Had David allowed self-pity, he would have been killed by Saul. Saul, his brothers, they were not happy. They envied him. The first person that attacked him on the forefront was his elder brother. So his brothers were envious. The king wanted to kill him. The whole army of the land were looking for him. So he fled out of the whole country. If he was in self-pity, he wouldn't be able to flee. Self-pity kills creativity. He fled. And when he got to the land of Philistines, boom! They say, is this not the king of the land? He said, yeah. He said, no. Innovation. If it was his self-pity, they would have killed him there too. And when they said, when the king said, why do you bring this madman to me? Come on, they threw him out. He fled into the cave of Adullam. When these ones who were now getting, who were depressed, saw it, they found a model in David. They ran to David. If God could pick you up in your desert to become a king, if the king and the whole army of Israel cannot get you to Kia, then no circumstance around me can kill me too. I think I want to follow this man. And guess what? When he got there, the Bible says, when they got there, guess what? He became their captain. He's used to being the leader. David, you had your problems. No, you leave your problems. You must solve their problems first. Can't you see that in bid to solve other people's problem, your problem will be solved 10 times? We find patterns all through the Bible. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, all through the Bible. Jephthah was thrown out of his father's home. Come on. He was thrown out of his father's home. When he got into the wilderness, a band of worthless men, the Bible said worthless men, gathered to him. He became leader to them. Just like it happened to David in the cave of Adullam, they became the mightiest army of their time. Jephthah, the mightiest army of his time. Worthless men. There are no worthless men if there is leadership. There are no worthless men. You remember Job? And when Job prayed for his friends who were darkening counsel with ignorance, he was so angry with them. But when he prayed for them, his situation what? Number three, please, don't get drowned in the anxiety of your challenges. Rise up. Break the limit. Connect. There's nobody here that I can depend on. Then there'll be people that will want to depend on you. Connect. One problem with men is that they don't connect. They are busy competing. Connect! After in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. Yeah? Look at the psalm that David read, that he wrote in the cave. Because I said, God, show me what did he teach them? Because if anything, what I see here happening is the fact that he that walks with the wise will be wise. So even when worthless men walk with strong men, they become strong. I am confident. The millionaires of tomorrow are sitting here today. In the name of Jesus. The wise men of tomorrow are sitting here today. I mean those that people will begin to look for. They will seek after them. Only today, somebody came to me and said, this crew, they're in town, they are doing this, they're doing this. They want to talk to her pastor. I said, why? They said, no, because they know that everything that has happened in my life is because of my God. And I'm talking of people who are worshiping. I said, really? It's okay, I'm here. Ladies and gentlemen, with all humility, is it not your wife? I'm sure she may be hiding somewhere because she's Oliver Twist. She may be hiding in his office and be listening to the message. She's just so hungry. My, how much was the first time? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I don't know. I've been saying it maybe not wrong. I thought it was 1,000. Or was it 10,000? Okay, so I'll be right. Started a journey that today the whole world is looking for her. Was it last year? Was it 2 years ago they called her? Last year. 2 years ago, 2014, they called her. Women Day, come and give talk in the White House. They've called her again for 2016. How did she start? 1,000 naira worth of beans from a Ojoye market. Refuse to be drowned by your troubles. The day you stop fighting, you start drowning. We are created to fight. It was one of the American presidents that said, if you're passing through hell, say keep going. The day you stop is the day you start to get consumed. Just keep going. Because if you keep going, you'll go through. I say to you that your best moments are right ahead of you. In the name of Jesus. Well, the truth is, you are the light. I didn't make you light. No man made you the light. God made you the light. Jesus said you are the light. You must shine. Why should that annoy anybody? Abba. And the more you make it shine for people, the more you shine. I am glad. Come now. Hallelujah. I saw you are finishing something. Something else is opening. Yeah. I just saw it now in the name of Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah. Please don't be offended though. It's one gift that God has given us in church. People on the pews do it. They just stand up and tell you what they are seeing and what they are hearing. And you see God moving. It happens. So if I'm impressive, forgive me. But it's common. Am I right if you worship a fountain? See, the truth is, nobody can stop anything that God is doing. You are the king. You are. Every cloud over your life, I say, go in the name of Jesus. Just get into the Bible and see who you are. Look at it over and over again. Let me read the psalm that he wrote in the cave. How did you know? The Holy Ghost helped me found it. Psalm 52. I will read quickly and I'll stop. In fact, let me read the beginning. The end of the wicked and the peace of the godly. To the chief musician, a contemplation of David. Is it 57? Sorry, 57. Even, can you see this one too? This was when Doeg was attacking him. Hey. See, almost every time you see a psalm, they write something in trouble. What was Psalm 23? He prepared a table before me, my friends of my enemy. Was that a psalm of dancing in the cinema? You anoint my head, my cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Ah. Can I see the inspiration of the psalms? Psalm 57, let me open it quickly. A prayer of safety from enemies. I'm still reading the cup. To the chief musicians, set to, do not destroy a michtam of David when he fled from Saul into the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. Can you see? This man took advantage of who he was. He knew God. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge in the cave. No wonder power was there. Until these calamities have passed by, he need to pass. I will make the shadows of your wing my refuge until, so he was sure it will pass. I will cry to God, Most High. This was the psalm he wrote in the cave. To God who performed all things for me, he shall send from heaven and save me. He knew that. He reproaches the one who will swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men, who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongues a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be above all, including the palace of Saul, including the cave of Adullam. Let your glory be above all the earth. Now you see what happened there. You see how there was a transformation. You see what they learned. You see, you can see what they walked into. You can see what happened to them. from the anger, from the despondency, from the fear, everything just melted away. They were worshiping God. They have prepared a net for my step. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit for me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. It's an idiom to say, awake, my soul. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. How? The first thing you're going to hear in the morning, even from the cave, is, let your glory bring some. Pum, 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 pum. All the... Let your glory be... Oh, why will he say awake? Because something is trying to force his sleep. No, awake! The just shall live by faith. Faith is a fight. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the cloud. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above the earth. No wonder everyone who was sad, everyone who was angry, everyone who was, they threw it away. The chain was broken. Their creativity was restored. They began to move like they've never moved before. The ideas began to come. Let me say it again. If you walk in here with anything of self-pity, drop it. In the name of Jesus. Let God prove himself. When next you meet, you definitely will have a testimony. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the very area where you don't think it can ever happen. For this is a simple matter with God. Yeah. Just let the valley be full of trenches. Dig them. And let God fill it with water. Yeah. So what I'm saying is just position yourself. Yeah. And see the salvation of God. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. I have no regret that I'm a man. I have no regret that I'm a Nigerian. Glory be to God in the highest. Wow, I can't hug you from there. Hallelujah. Great men are here. Great men are here. Great men are here. They may not know you yet, but God that made you so. Ha. Things have changed. Something has happened. What the devil used to think has failed. Oh, hallelujah. It's a new beginning. Ooh, it's a new beginning. Those words that you have been hearing, they are lies of the devil. I see favor. Oh, sincerely, I just heard. He said, concerning Joseph, he said they envied him. That's why he was afflicted. I don't know why you're afflicted, but it's because of your future. But because of the God you serve, deliverance from Zion. Amen. Favor. Amen. Wisdom. Amen. Promotion. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, no prophecies of private interpretation. Why don't you just lift your hand and say, this is my time. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, there are certain sicknesses that just come on men, and you are beginning to wonder, will this kill me? Let me warn you quickly. It will not kill you. You will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus, the days of your life you will fulfill. In the name of Jesus, you will live, you will not die. Mighty will be your children on the face of the earth. I say God will constantly be glorified in your life. In the works of your hand, you'll be glorified. You'll be blessed going out and coming in. In the name of Jesus. The best of you is ahead of you in the name of Jesus. Because, the part of the righteous, what? Shining light. And it will shine brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you in the name of Jesus. Hey, there's a song that I want us to sing, and while you are singing it, speak in tongues. While you are singing it, dance to it. While you are singing it, let the devil, so my soul 10 times. He says, I know who I am.
Even when David committed adultery and murder,
guess what? Cast me not away from your presence. He said, punish me, but please don't take your Holy Ghost from me. If David could be that, parimet, use the word, possessive of the Holy Ghost at that time, what about me now? And you know what that did for him? Delivered him from sinking into the sea of condemnation and despondency. Restore the joy of salvation. No wonder he never did it again. And the devil could not use that to dent his destiny. You see, if you get yourself into a sulking frequency, you will attract that kind of people. If you get yourself into the joy of the Lord is my strength, you will attract such people. That's why he will say, look at this. Say that, let your glory be honored. I will praise the Lord. I will awake the dawn with my praises in the cave. When you get home tonight, your wife will be asking what happened. Because they are going to see a kind of smile on your face that they've never seen before. And the interesting thing is this, it won't be only just your wife. The world will begin to see a smile on your face that they have never seen before. A smile that they can never neglect. You see what I mean? Let's give him all the glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him honor. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. He deserves all the glory. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. Because we know. We know. That it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by your spirit. Thank you for what you have shown us in your word. Thank you for your ever-present spirit. Thank you for the healings that have taken place here today, physically, emotionally, maritally. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all adoration in the name of Jesus. Father, living here tonight, we will return. Yeah. With testimonies and thanksgiving. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. And living here tonight, we'll carry this light into everywhere we go. Yeah. We will affect generations with this light. Yeah. We'll affect men and women with this light. Yeah. Our children will be the most beneficiaries in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Father, take all the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Shake hands with 2, 3, 4, 5 men. Tell them, thank God you are a king. Now I know I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king. The devil is a liar. Jesus is Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.